T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Monday night. A lot to get into. A quarterback rumor to the Eagles, which we'll get to later on. The NFL likely heading to a 17th game. We got a Clearwater check-in to go. Sixers, of course, tonight would trust the pre and post. We'll get to all that. But I want to start with something that really hit me yesterday, because yesterday was an anniversary around here, and obviously spring training starting yesterday and then the game today on WIP. Yesterday, though, was 2 years. 2 years ago since the Bryce Harper signing broke. The news broke here on WIP. I believe it was like 2:40 in the afternoon, something like that. I was driving in, and I heard the guys break the news live on the air. Bryce Harper to the Phillies. And I was thinking about it yesterday because I watched the press conference last week of Bryce when he arrived to camp, and now we're going into year three of Bryce Harper as of a year three of 13 for Bryce Harper, the mega contract, the chase. I mean, that chase was wild. I mean, think about how for the past couple of months here, all we talked about was the Carson Wentz drama. It was the opposite. It was the same but the opposite for Bryce Harper, because it was exciting. It was a chase. The Wentz stuff was more like a, when is this going to end? And the Bryce thing was, when is this going to end? It was an exciting chase to get Bryce Harper. And typically when it comes to something that big, when it comes to a player that expensive, when it comes to something that significant, typically it's very difficult to live up to that, because you have to do really well to live up to the hype, live up to the money, live up to all this stuff. But through 2 years, and we're heading into year three of Bryce Harper, I absolutely believe Bryce Harper has lived up to everything I thought he would be as a Philly. Like, I have zero buyer's remorse, and I believe, like, he's exactly what I thought the Phillies were going to get, and he's exactly what I sat here for all those nights, for all those months, saying they need to go get. Bryce Harper so far in his Phillies career has a higher OPS with the Phillies than he did with the Washington Nationals. He has been among the best offensive players in baseball for 2 years. Obviously, it was a year and then a short season with the 60 games here. Last year, Bryce Harper put up the second highest adjusted OPS of his career. The only year that was higher, his MVP season in Washington in 2015. Bryce Harper has been as advertised. And look, the one thing I didn't know about him, and hopefully still holds up, and we all couldn't have predicted, is health. I know he dealt with the back issue last year, but he played. He played 58 out of 60 games last year. His first year as a Philly, he played 157 games out of 162. I mean, he's played almost every game for 2 full years. He has hustled. He has come to play. He has hit for power. He has got on base. Like, it's very rare you hear me say, man, that big signing, that gigantic money that was given out to this player, all that hype, all that chase, all that time was worth it. And Bryce Harper was. I thought of him as a building block when they signed him 2 years ago. They didn't have enough building blocks. You know, they needed something like him. They needed someone like him. And it was a rare free agent that was young and like, all right, listen, it's going to be a long contract, but he's going to be in his prime for a while. He's not going to just suddenly be old like a lot of free agents. So I was all on board because he was young, because he was really good, because he could be the face of a franchise. And so far, he has lived up to everything I expected. 215-592-9494. As we talk about Bryce Harper, 2 years ago, Bryce signed with the Phillies. And I really believe that he has lived up to everything that we could have hoped for so far. Like, I have zero buyer's remorse. And I'm excited to watch him in year three, because through the first 2 years, I have no regrets here. Like, all the guy has done is hit for power and get on base. All he did in Washington was hit for power and get on base. The two tenets to build a really good lineup, he brings to the table. He's been better than we thought he was going to be, at least better than I thought he was going to be, defensively in the outfield. Actually, was in the Gold Glove mix last year. I don't think he's really a Gold Glove defender, but the fact that he is in that kind of conversation, or was in that conversation, shows he's at least giving effort out there. There hasn't been one moment, not one moment, so far in his tenure here where you felt like, you know what, he's dogging it, he's laying down. He had that reputation when he was young of maybe, you know, he didn't do that all the time. And he didn't do that once here in Philadelphia. Not one time in Philadelphia has Bryce done anything but hustle. 215-592-9494. I believe Bryce Harper has been worth every dollar so far, and I believe he has lived up to the hype of the contract and lived up to the chase and everything that we talked about for all. I mean, it was months and months and months. Bryce Harper, 2 years in, do you believe he's been worth the hype so far? Like, for me, this is a no-brainer. Tucker, how do you feel? Bryce Harper, 2 years in, are you wearing your Bryce Harper shirt like I am?
No, and there are a lot of people out there, and I'm sure that's why the Phillies are so excited. Like, I understand that Bryce Harper's the most popular Philly on the team. He runs hard. He plays hard. If you were to construct a Philadelphia baseball player,
it's Bryce.
He probably looks something like Bryce Harper, Joe. But when you sign a guy to that kind of money, when he comes in and says, hey, we're going to change things, you know, I'm going to be the face of this franchise, you know what I expect? I expect that team to win baseball games. And from what I've seen, Bryce Harper's been good. He hasn't been great. He hasn't won them games. And quite honestly, unless they're looking at the Phillies' bottom line and John Middleton sitting there in his owner's box counting the dollars that he's earned because of all the Bryce Harper autographs and shirts and jerseys and hats and everything that he's been able to sell, it hasn't been a win. I don't know how you could say it is, right? They're a 500 team without him. They're a 500 team with him. I understand it. It's great having a player with that kind of star power, but guess what? He didn't make an all-star team. He hasn't gotten one MVP vote in his 2 years here. Meanwhile, Manny Machado, the guy that we told to turn around on his way here, a guy that we said would never fit in here, finished third in NL MVP voting last year. But he'd be hated because he doesn't hustle all the time? I mean, it's crazy. Like, we spurned a winning ball player, a guy who played in the postseason, played in the NLCS last year, something Bryce Harper has never done, finished top three in MVP voting, something Bryce Harper's only done once in his career. And we were wrong. Like, let's just admit it. We were wrong. Manny Machado was the better option.
No way. 215-592-9494. Let's unpack that for a second. So, yes, Tucker's right. Machado finished third in the MVP last year. He had a better year than Bryce Harper. Excellent year for Manny Machado and the Padres. Machado's first year, look, they've each had one full season with their new teams. You know, obviously, this is 2019. Bryce here, Machado out there. Last year was a shortened season. Their one full season, Bryce was the better player by a lot. I mean, Machado's OPS was over 100 points lower, or about 100 points lower in their first season. You add it all together, Bryce is still better than Machado their first year. I mean, Tucker's right. He got MVP votes last year, and Bryce did not. But I have no buyer's remorse on this. I mean, I look at the Phillies, and they still have work to do. I look at the Phillies and they still have an issue where they don't have enough, not a championship level team. But it's not Bryce Harper's fault. This is baseball. Like, in baseball, I'm not going to blame the one guy for not being, you know, leading to wins. It doesn't work like that. Like, let's be real about baseball and wins and a single player. For years and years, Mike Trout's been the best player in all of baseball, better than Bryce Harper, better than Manny Machado, better than everybody. And his team can't get to the playoffs. They've played in three total playoff games in Los Angeles in Mike Trout's career. It's a joke. But that's not because Mike Trout's fault. It's not Mike Trout that's not providing it. Look, if Bryce Harper had come here, and you guys know how I feel about athletes that aren't carrying their weight. If Bryce Harper had come here and struggled, if Bryce Harper had come here and hit below his own average, right? You look at Bryce's career, and if he was under his own average in Philadelphia, I'd be crushing him. I'd be saying he's not worth the money. I'd be saying he's been a bust, but that's not the case. He actually has a higher OPS here than he does, or he did in Washington. And I'll throw this in before we go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. As we enter year three of the Bryce Harper era in Philadelphia, he arrived to camp on Friday. He's going to start getting into some spring training games, and yesterday was the two-year anniversary of his signing. As we enter year three of Bryce, one of the biggest reasons why I am bullish on the signing, I was bullish on it, and I still am, is Bryce Harper. You know what he's doing? And I noticed this a lot this offseason. He is forcing the Phillies and forcing John Middleton not to lay down. Look, the Phillies have laid down for way too long, for way too many years. They have the longest postseason drought in the National League. And Bryce Harper's presence here, And although I don't want him to be the GM and say we got to sign that guy and that guy, it has forced the Phillies to not let years slip away. It has forced them. Do you think JT Realmuto would be here right now if it wasn't for Bryce at least pushing for it? I don't know. I really don't. How about Brandon Kinsler signing? You know who encouraged him to sign here? Bryce Harper. Like, there is something about having a player like this, high profile, expensive, with a powerful agent that you don't want to, you know, get under the skin of, that they, like, they can't just lay down and give away years. When Dombrowski was hired, when this offseason began, we had no idea if the Phillies were going to spend. I mean, there was a question out there if they were going to pare payroll down significantly, and they didn't. I don't believe any of this stuff this offseason happens without Bryce Harper here. They made a commitment. The Phillies gave Bryce Harper 13 years and a lot of money, and they can't waste that. So I'm going to throw that in into why I'm happy he's here and why I believe this was all worth the hype. Not only has he hit well, not only has he been a guy that hustles every time he goes to the field, not only has he been a great ambassador for Philadelphia and for baseball, but he's a guy that's, because he's here, his presence and what the Phillies obviously promised him, that is going towards the way they're trying to compete. Now, like the Phillies payroll, if a couple of these non-roster guys make the team, it's going to approach the tax. Like, they're at a level in back-to-back years right now they have never been, ever in their history. The Phillies, right? And this is post-pandemic, too. So, I mean, as much as I've criticized John Middleton, I have to be fair. He has spent a lot of money this offseason to try to put as good of a team as possible on the field. And I think a big part of that is the promise he made to Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Yesterday was a two-year anniversary of Bryce Harper signing. Do you believe so far his tenure has been worth the hype? And it was hype. It was the biggest baseball acquisition hype maybe ever that offseason with Machado and Harper and the money and the drama that went into it. It was outrageous. It was fun. It was great to talk about. And it led to Bryce Harper here. And I believe he was worth every dime they've given him. And I believe Bryce Harper is and has been worth the hype. Do you? 215-592-9494. I got Tucker in there telling me he hasn't been worth the hype. Bruce is in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Man, great subject, man. You know, I feel exactly the same way like you do about Bryce Harper. And it's not just his performance. It's those intangibles that you just got finished talking about. He has a locker room presence, and he, without a doubt, he's definitely had influence on the leaders on the leadership to maintain people like JT. You know, in one of his interviews, JT, I thought it was interesting that he said that the organization said, look, we don't have any, we have no intentions on letting you go. And I think that was part of that plan due to Bryce Harper. Those are the kinds of things that I think that are just invaluable. And he strikes me as the type of guy, he wants to win. He's a team guy. And if they come to a situation where they have to do a sign-in somewhere down the road, he will be willing to negotiate some of his contract if it knows that we're going to make a deep playoff run or something along those lines. And you just don't get those kinds of players like that every day.
You don't, Bruce. You don't. And when that chase was happening, we didn't know, right? Like you hear the stories, but until you're with the player or watching a player every day, you don't know. And he's turned out to be, really, I think, even more to that kind of guy that you're saying right there than I think any of us even expected.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm glad that he's on board, and he's got a Philly guy mentality. He's going to be great for the organization for a long time, and kudos to him and the Phillies. That was a smart move for all of us.
Absolutely, Bruce. Appreciate the phone. See, Bruce gets it. It was a smart move from day one. It remains a smart move now, unlike that Machado character out in San Diego.
You know what sports are, Joe? Sports are a results-driven business.
Totally, and Bryce Harper's produced on the field for 2 years.
But if on the Phillies, I haven't seen any growth from this team, right? Like, I replaced Nick Williams with Bryce Harper, and we're 5 games under 500 in that time span.
Is that Bryce Harper's fault?
It might be.
No, it's not Bryce Harper. It's everyone else around Bryce Harper. It's baseball. I mean, look, that's on the Phillies, and they have a responsibility now, and I hope they continue to put together the best possible team they can and scour the waiver wire and go into the trade deadline this year and add. Like, they have a responsibility to put the right players around Bryce Harper. That's on the Phillies. That's on John Middleton. It's on Dave Dombrowski. It's on all those guys. There was on Matt Klentak. He didn't do a good enough job. But goodness gracious, like 2 years in, what Bryce Harper's done here has been, I'd say, better than most mega free agent contracts. Like, most of the time. Once in a while, there's one that really lives up to the hype and lives up to what you expect. But most of the time, you know the way this works. You sign a guy to a mega deal in free agency, and typically it doesn't work out because they're either older and their best years are behind them, or they don't live up to the deal because you overpaid the player, or it just doesn't work out, and in a year or two they want out, and the whole thing's a drama and a mess. None of that's happened here. I mean, through 2 years, all he's been is a good teammate, good clubhouse guy, he has hit, and he's been durable. Like, when you add those together, and then you throw in the fact that I think he's pushing this team to spend more money, he's pushing this team to be more competitive. Like, what the Phillies for years were not competitive. I mean, I understand we're all frustrated that they haven't been better than 500, and it's not been good enough, and they were under 500 last year, and that's not good enough. But for years, you know what they also have been? Cheap and non-competitive. Like, since that great group broke up, and they started to rebuild and whatever, like, their payroll has never approached the way it has last year, this year. I mean, the last 2 years, their payroll has been near the top of baseball. And you could say, sure, Joe, well, Bryce Harper's part of it. Of course it is. Well, that's a part of it. It's a part of it. He makes $25 million. They're still about $175 million they're spending on other players. And the reason I believe they're spending on those other players is because they know you don't sign a guy like this to not spend. You don't sign a Bryce Harper to just not try. And so, like, his presence here has changed the franchise. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, spring training games started yesterday. We had a Phillies game on WIP today. And Bryce Harper arrived to camp just the other day. He's going to get in the games later this week. But yesterday was the two-year anniversary of Bryce Harper finally signing with the Phillies. Like, at that whole chase, it was every day, every night. It's basically all we talked about in Philadelphia is, are the Phillies going to get Bryce Harper or Manny Machado? Machado or Harper? Who are they going to get? And they ended up with Bryce Harper. And the way I look at it is this. Everything that he's done so far, everything they have done so far with him, like, this has been what I expected. Did I think they'd win more games the first 2 years? Of course I did. I think we all did. I mean, it's a disappointment that they have been a middling team and haven't made the playoffs yet. We'd all agree on that. But I'm not putting that on him. And I don't think this franchise is in a worse spot. I mean, I think it's in a much better spot having Bryce Harper. And I will say that he has been worth the hype so far. Because when I sat here all those nights and we talked about what he could be and why it was so important they could sign him, this is exactly what I envisioned. I envisioned a guy that would play a solid right field. He's been even better than that. I envisioned a guy that would hit home runs. He's hit, I believe, what, 48 as a Philly in, you know, just a little over 200 games because of the shortened season last year. I envisioned a guy that would get on base. His on base as a Philly's probably got to be close to 400, 390 or so. So he's getting on base. He's hitting for power. He's playing, which early in his career, that was a problem. He had games. He had seasons where he played 100 games, seasons where he played 111. Like, he got hurt. He had issues. And so far, it hasn't kept him off the field. We know he had the back issue last year, which was a problem, but he played through it. He played 58 games last year of 60. He got himself on the field. So he's been durable. He's played hard. He's hit home runs. He's got on base. Like, I can't ask for anything more except winning, which, again, winning is out of the control of one guy. One guy can't make a win or a loss. I mean, that's in football, it's different. When you have a quarterback in football, you're supposed to win. When you have a great player in the NBA, you're supposed to win. When you have a great player in baseball, it means there's zero locks to it. Zero. We've seen it with, obviously, Mike Trout as the poster child, but for years, I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. didn't win anything. I mean, it took him a long time to make the playoffs, and then he made it, and then he was done making it for a while. Barry Bonds took forever to win anything and become a champion, you know, didn't become a champion. So, like, the idea of you have this great player or this really good player and you win, that's not the way the sport works. But as far as the Phillies' chase of Bryce Harper, the hype that it created, what we had around here for those months, I believe every bit of this was worth it. 215-592-9494. We are 2 years. 2 years. I mean, it's crazy. It's been 2 years. 2 years yesterday to the day of the Phillies signing Bryce Harper and the news breaking. And I believe every part of this has been worth it. The chase was worth it. The money the Phillies paid him was worth it. And what this franchise is trying now, and obviously not good enough yet, but trying to do with this kind of pillar in right field, it was worth it. You know, Bryce Harper was recently voted as the 22nd best player in baseball by MLB Network. I think that's fair. But you know what that is? That's the kind of building block player a franchise kind of player that this franchise hasn't had in a long time and has had difficulty developing forever. And as far as I'm concerned, if you can get one, and he's 25, he was at the time, and now he's moving into his late 20s and in his prime, you get that guy. I said it 2 years ago, and nothing has changed my mind in 2 years watching Bryce Harper play. 215-592-9494. Do you believe all the hype around Bryce Harper has been worth it? Tucker doesn't. Tucker thinks this has been, really overblown, and he's not been worth the hype. I believe he has. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls, we'll discuss, and we'll play for you when we get back. What it sounded like on WIP 2 years ago yesterday when the news broke, when Bryce Harper signed, we'll play that and kind of take a trip down memory lane. 215-592-9494. It's Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.